Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
South Carolina protects children from mutilating surgeries in gender secrecy. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the South Carolina legislature has recently passed child protections that ban harmful puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and irreversible mutilating surgeries for minors, and prevents schools from withholding information from a parent if their child experiences gender confusion.
You know, all I say to this, Matt, is hallelujah. You know, we did an earlier program about a teacher. They were trying to force her to lie to parents about this gender confusion and about all of this LGBT stuff, pronouns and whatnot. And she ended up winning a settlement because of that. So you see that more and more teachers are going to be forced into this abyss of hiding from their parents what their children are going through.
You know, there's no other area where a teacher would be told or would want to withhold information from the parents when their child is seen struggling at school. The parents need to know. Parents, after all, are the guardians. They are the ones that have the right to their upbringing and their well-being. Yet it was in this area where you had this agenda that says, no, let's hide this stuff from the parents. So at school, it can be very damaging. Mm-hmm. The girl comes to school, and the girl now wants to have different pronouns, maybe male pronouns, maybe plural pronouns, whatever it might be, maybe a whole wide range of different weird pronouns. And so then you affirm that particular use of the pronouns to that person, and then you allow that male or that female to use the opposite sex facility. And you even allow them to dress differently. Maybe they even have a separate change of clothes. So at school, they manifest themselves as one thing, and then they put on their same clothes that they came to school with, go home, and they have all these different issues that are going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. And the school facilitates that, encourages that, and then lies to the parents about that particular child. That's what's happening in a lot of different schools. And in fact, there's at least 1,000+ schools across the country that have these kinds of policies that say, don't be truthful to the parents with regards to the child's preferred gender identity.
You know, and when did schools become this this whole facilitator of this LGBT gender confusion and all this stuff? When you go to school, you're supposed to learn, you know, how to read, how to do math, social studies, those kind of things. But now you're seeing the studies showing an even lower percentage of those children that don't know the basics because they're pushing all this gender stuff on them instead.
Well, the bill in the House, as well as in the Senate, passed overwhelmingly, and it will go into effect as immediately upon signature. This will make South Carolina the 25th state now to protect children from these experimental and dangerous procedures. We actually have a webpage that we're tracking all of these mm-hmm. states and all the developments, and it's very dynamic and changes. A lot of momentum is happening, and it's lc.org/help kids, all one word, /help kids, lc.org/help kids. Go there and you can find out what states are doing what, and you can certainly encourage your states to be one of these 25 if they're not. There's a number of different ones. So this one is banning puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And there are 25 of those now. So that's huge development that's happened. There's a big pendulum shift, both in the United States, and actually it started in Europe and comes here to the U.S., where there is a rejection of this gender ideology.
And, you know, the South Carolina law also strengthens parents' rights by requiring the schools to immediately notify in writing if their child expresses gender confusion or requests to use pronouns that do not align with their biological sex. And, you know, remember when we were in school, you had to have permission to get an aspirin in school. And so now you've got to pass a law that allows the parents to be notified immediately if their child just doesn't seem right or saying things that don't align with the way they've been taught. So this is a good part of the law as well.
Yeah, it is. And it's necessary because, like I mentioned, at least 1,062 U.S. school districts. So that's a district. There's schools within the district. So districts have adopted secrecy policies to keep parents in the dark regarding any change in the child's gender-related behavior. The
policies, why would you even have your child in that kind of school?
Yeah, they span 37 states and the District of Columbia, covering more than 18,000 schools with nearly 11 million children enrolled. A 2023 survey by the Center Square's Voter Voice Poll and Nobel Predictive Insights showed 86% of politically diverse Americans believe schools and teachers should be obligated to inform parents if a child changes the way they identify or changes their preferred pronouns. In September 2023, a federal judge temporarily blocked a San Diego school district from forcing two Christian teachers to lie to parents and to hide students' gender confusion. You have this litigation going on around the country. This new law, however, in South Carolina, states that a healthcare professional shall not knowingly provide gender transition procedures to a person under 18 years of age and prohibits public school staff and officials from withholding knowledge of a minor's perception of their gender from the minor's parents. According to the bill's text, healthcare professionals who violate the law are guilty of inflicting great bodily injury upon a child and risk losing their medical licenses. The law requires minors who have already begun using puberty blockers or hormones before August 1, 2024, to have their regimen systematically reduced so that they are to be weaned off the drugs no later than January 31, 2025. The law also prohibits state taxpayer dollars from directly or indirectly paying for these procedures. So this is a great law all the way around.
Absolutely. You know, these hormone blockers were originally used to treat prostate cancer in adult men. So you can just think about all the issues these children are having when you put them on these to stop their natural hormones, their natural puberty from happening. You're seeing cancer, cardiovascular disease, infertility, as well as a recent study came out, which we'll talk about later. It's causing more suicide because these kids are on this stuff.
Yeah, so these blockers, as you mentioned, were used originally for treating cancer in adult men. But doctors in the Netherlands in the 1990s began using them to attempt gender transitions, close quote. Attempting this so-called gender transition, which is impossible, in part with puberty blockers, then became known as the Dutch protocol, yet these drugs have never received full approval from any government. While the Dutch government is now investigating puberty blockers, a large body of evidence reveals that puberty blockers and hormones cause irreversible harm to children and adults alike, such as you mentioned, all these different diseases, cardiovascular disease, cancer, infertility. In fact, the warning labels on two commonly used puberty blockers, such as Lupron and Supralin, warn about adverse emotional effects, including mood transitions, crying, aggression, convulsions, and increased fluid pressure around the brain.
But you know, Matt, I mean, this is a great law, a great bill right now. We're praying that the governor will sign this soon to protect these children in the schools. But bottom line is, you know, parents, you want to stay involved with your children. You want to know what's going, what kind of propaganda, what kind of things they're being told. And don't be afraid to take your children. You know, children go through a lot of stuff as they're growing up, hormones and all kinds of issues. Don't be afraid to take them to a good counselor and get some good counseling to deal with the root causes of what's causing all this.
And be careful what counselor you're going
to.
Don't just assume that a Christian counselor is going to be the right counselor.
Yeah. Interview the counselor.
Yeah, and we can put you in touch with good counseling organizations like the American Association of Christian Counselors, and they have a network of people.
But these drugs, the surgery, all this stuff is never, never, never the answer.
It's never the answer. It masks an underlying problem, and that problem gets worse, and then you're actually causing more damage by doing the puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries, and even affirming. Don't affirm a lie. Don't affirm a lie.
Right.
There's a lot of good information, lots of good books out there on this issue. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.